AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Arrests have been made that have a big connection with the NBA.
Individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today.
Billups is the coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella in New York says there were two indictments.
This scheme is an insider sports betting conspiracy that exploited confidential information about National Basketball Association athletes and teams. The second indictment involves 31 defendants alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games.
Nocella says there is also a mafia connection.
The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Cosa Nostra.
Terry Rozier was in uniform as the Miami Heat played the Magic in Orlando last night. He did not play. Hours later, he was taken into custody. Four family members of a Republican running for governor in Illinois were killed in a Montana helicopter crash. Killed were the son and daughter-in-law of former state Senator Darren Bailey, as well as their two young children. Home sales accelerated last month to the fastest pace since February as mortgage rates eased. Vice President J.D. Vance criticized a vote in Israel's parliament the previous day about the annexation of the occupied West Bank.
That was weird. I was sort of confused by that. Now, I actually asked somebody about it, and they told me that it was a symbolic vote, some symbolic vote to recognize or a symbolic vote to annex the West Bank.
Vance says it amounted to an insult and went against the Trump administration policies. The Coast Guard says it's providing a base of operations for Customs and Border Protection agents in the San Francisco Bay Area to support federal efforts to track down immigrants in the country illegally. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutow, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging mostly higher on Wall Street and holding near their recent records. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The index is just a bit below the all-time high it set earlier this month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. Energy companies rose along with the price of oil. Crude rose about 5% after President Donald Trump announced new sanctions on Russia's oil industry. Tesla fell about 3%. The electric vehicle maker reported weaker than expected profits, even though its sales rose. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A new AP Nork Center poll shows worries about how AI will affect the environment surpass concerns about other industries that worsen climate change. It's also sparking anxieties about how the growing energy demands could further harm the environment. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.